What do mermaids wash their fins with? Tide.
The first part was funnier. You should have never thrown the punchline. That was terrible.
Did you like it?
You have a severe flu?
Severe cold.
Okay.
No flu.
Have you been checked for the corona?
I have. I went to urgent care and he was like, it's viral. Probably cold. Chill out.
Okay.
But this is when they gave me this flu test. Have you guys ever had this flu test?
No.
They take a long, like 8-inch long swab, stick it up your nose. Oh, but way further than your finger goes when you're picking your nose. Like 3 times as far.
So there's
it basically touched the back of my eyeballs.
It feels kind of good.
Yeah. And it was like not feeling good.
Like that's where the hypothetical sinus lives.
Yeah.
Like are you a sinus truther?
Oh my God. Yeah. You are.
I am.
Oh my God.
See, that's where what they call the sinus it lives.
It's what people claim is the sinus.
And if it was there, it's definitely flat, first of all.
I didn't
but
know.
That's like when you get out of the ocean and like a bucket of water comes out of your face.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's
there somewhere.
Yep.
I'm always curious what else I can put up there.
Well, now I learned there's
USB
space.
USB drive or something.
There's space.
You put it right up in there.
Yeah,
and
you
they
can.
Have to
there's
both
a
nostrils.
USB-C slot up there.
Yeah.
if you want to look at porn or something.
Exactly.
You know?
God, that's brilliant.
Get more smarter.
Yeah,
get
there
more
you go.
Smarter.
There you go. All right. Well, this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet. By way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. For some reason, we did not introduce ourselves last episode.
300.
I don't understand how we missed, but we just didn't introduce ourselves. But my name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day down here.
Dog Boobs, sounds like you grew up in a coal mine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little sick, but I'm ready to go.
Good thing we don't all share a mouth guard.
Yeah.
Or a
thank God.
Mic guard.
Yeah. It's pretty sterile.
Or a mouth guard.
It's pretty sterile.
Like, people share mouth guards sometimes.
This is surgical sterility in the ranch dressing studios.
Totally.
There should be some kind of... Is there, like, a sort of a defogger for germs? I saw them spraying that shit in China, like, on the streets, right? It's like a big...
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. You can look it up.
Oh, no.
That place is a goddamn wasteland.
It looks like a futuristic robot cloud shooting device.
What in the world?
And nobody's on the streets. You're like, whoa, this is dystopian to the max. And maybe it's just killing the germs or something, but...
Maybe.
That wouldn't be bad to have at preschools or other places. Just like a...
I mean, there's value in it, but I just don't... It's one of those things where it's like, why don't we... Okay, really quickly. Dog, this is... Cough drops are a recipe for disaster on this podcast.
What? I'll use it as needed.
All right. I know it's on brand for you, but,
it is, but
we're just going to be hearing some clinking and clacking all the whole time. And I'm not going to edit that out because people need to know how you do this.
This is a real pod.
Anyway, so before we get into it, this week, we're going to talk about I would never have thought we would have done this one because it's like the could not be more fastball down the middle. Jokes, very huge subreddit, of course, 17,860,000 readers. But the reason we're going to do jokes today, and jokes is kind of like dad joke land, like popsicle stick jokes. Some of them are zingers, but some of them are just like, thanks, Dad. But the founder of Our Jokes died this past week, and there was a lot of, on the front page, there was a lot of in memoriam. I mean, he was, it wasn't like it's always tragic, of course, but he was in his mid-70s, I think.
Yeah.
Mid-70s, so it wasn't like suicide or anything like that. I mean, I guess it could have been a suicide.
I love that he, founded the joke subreddit when he was, like, still old.
Yeah, yeah, he founded the joke subreddit probably in his late 50s.
What a badass.
And
that's a story I couldn't quite find.
Well, he's an interesting character. So this
professional career is definitely out there.
Yeah, every once in a while this happens where somebody will pass away that was a popular moderator or whatever. And this is kind of a beautiful thing within Reddit, of course, is the fact that like of the billions of people or millions of people that subscribe to Reddit or are active on Reddit, one guy dies who ran one of the subreddits and people are all like F for respects, you know?
Yeah.
He could be the most successful Redditor moderator of all time.
Maybe. I mean, it's up there. I mean if, he's if like Gallo, one of, who if beats, Gallo Boobs died, it would be truly tragic. Like he is, yeah, yeah. He's, you know, controversial, but huge.
Done anything
ooh,
outside ooh, of Ray.
Them is fighting words.
Oh, yeah. Oh shit.
No, I mean, I don't think he's affected the world.
Yeah. Well, like, so this guy like, actually, this guy has. So I think you're leading to,
we'll just tickle that tease right yeah. there.
So we'll get to that one after the front page. So that was already leading into the front page anyway. Like we said, I mean, this guy died and he was a front page of, definitely all over the front page this past week. What else we got of this past week? Oh. Do you want to share the one that we were passing around last night, dog?
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, so the one last night, let me pull that.
I did some research on this one because I didn't really understand initially, and then now I don't think this was necessarily from the front page, or was it?
Wait, was it the new conservative rap idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You found that on the front page?
I found it on my favorites page of like the top for the day or something. But it's a Top Minds of Reddit post. It's fucking hilarious. And they posted this in the subreddit r appers, which I believe is rappers
right? Which is brilliant. Yeah.
And the guy says, any feedback would be great. I'm just getting started as a conservative rapper. And here goes, hey, yo, hey, yo, blacks be the real racists. And that's it. That's how he got started. Like, dumb.
So the reason
I'm laughing because
the top comment is, this is perhaps the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's just so stupid.
I also really, so this one is straight out of Comedy Heaven, which we've covered before. The reason I like this one too is it also reminds me, well, so one of the second to top comment is a reference to helicopter.
Yeah.
Do you guys get that reference?
Helicopter Addict?
Helicopter Addict.
I don't know what
that is. Kobe thing?
No.
I'm just going to assume. It's a Kobe.
I like where
diss.
You're going. So Helicopter Addict is the classic subreddit that is like exclusively built on inside jokes.
Oh my God.
And the whole idea is, I was trying to do some, because when I saw this morning, I woke up to this text exchange and I was like, Helicopter Addict, what the fuck? And I went to his 44,000 subscribers.
So weird.
And it's based on a Jay-Z. It's based on a Jay-Z song. It was a song that was not on his album 444. It was like a left off. It was like an extra song.
Oh my God.
And the lyrics for Helicopter Addict are, I'm addicted to buying unbelievably expensive custom helicopters. Yeah. In a brief moment of lucidity, I went to the helicopter dealership and told them, do not under any circumstances sell me more helicopters. I was back there a half an hour later wearing a fake mustache and said, hello, gentlemen, I am Ray Z, a man you have never met before. Give me 10,000 helicopters covered in diamonds.
Is this real lyrics?
So I was like, there's no way these are real lyrics. And I was,
it's either
I couldn't figure out because nobody was saying whether they were or weren't real lyrics anywhere on the internet. And it was very confusing. And I eventually found it is not real lyrics, but
I'm sad and happy at the same time.
I know,
time.
But the whole idea, so this is a...
Is this real lyrics?
So I think what the premise of Helicopter Addict, I think, is it is joke lyrics based on real songs, but then it's also become, and this is another funny thing that happens on Reddit all the time, I've noticed, is with TikTok cringe. Like, originally TikTok cringe was obviously for cringy videos from TikTok, but now it's just like the repository of the best TikTok videos on the internet, right? And I think it originally Helicopter Addict was about fake lyrics for rap songs.
That's so specific.
I know. But now it's just ridiculous lyrics for rap songs.
Got it.
Yeah. But yeah, the original premise, yeah, it's a subreddit dedicated to fake lyrics, ideally in the spirit of Jay-Z's totally not fake song, Helicopter Addict.
So the song is real. This is an added verse or something.
I think. Wow. But yeah. Nobody, not even Know Your Meme, has explained it. And I don't understand why.
Helicopter.
It's so funny.
It's a really funny concept. And that verse is just out, one of the greatest verses I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
It is.
Yeah. Here's the song.
I'd like a spinoff show.
Song exactly. Supermarket by Logic. Verse number one, can I help you, sir? Verse two, just looking. It's beautiful.
That's it? Amazing.
These are beautiful.
Beautiful.
End of story.
Yeah,
of story.
That's it.
So maybe we'll someday get into that. But that was something that we found on the front page that we were. There's a backstory that I was like, oh, we should actually talk about this because it was fascinating. The top of this past week is actually quite interesting. Kind of makes me. I've had a couple of these moments this week. Actually, I've seen a couple of really, really horrific animal videos that have made me go, maybe I am supposed to be a vegan, you know, or a vegetarian.
Yeah, yeah. Oh God.
But this one is not that. But it's just kind of adorable. But it's this guy grows a chicken in an open egg.
Okay. That's bizarre.
It's bizarre. It's really strange because you're watching the embryonic growth of a chicken.
Wait, right? How the hell?
It's way beyond our PhD level yeah, clearance.
We can't.
Jesus.
But he's essentially
putting, I can't even keep a succulent.
So the video is I'll describe it with my words.
Right.
He cuts the shell in half with one of these like small little grinder things.
Right.
And then he injects, you know, I'm only guessing his chicken sperm.
Yeah. Or Laird Hamilton shroom juice.
Yeah, he injects the egg with Laird Hamilton nutritional gravy.
Yes.
Laird's sperm. Yeah. And the chicken is going to hopefully be half Laird, half chicken.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then so the embryo grows with the top off so we can basically watch the process.
Right.
Oh my God.
Which, I mean, I gotta say, I'm fascinated.
It's Dude, really interesting. It's I mean, wild. this is like,
and he keeps adding what looks like HGH or more right. Laird juice or more. And God damn it, if there isn't a chicken coming, and it's got a little heartbeat, and I hope he puts it on one of those like half chicken Chinese sandwiches that you can get. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh
no.
I mean,
wait, you're hoping that he is growing like, this just to murder it?
But this like. I hope it cuts to French Laundry in Napa, and they're like, "Your meal is served, sir." And it's
oh right,
it's a sorority girl on her
wow.
birthday.
Wow,
that was
sorority
crazy.
Girl on his birthday. Yeah, it's really insane. I mean, it's really like because I let me I'm gonna play amateur scientist here. So it stands to reason that you could do this with a person. Am I wrong in
yeah.
saying
you
that?
You can. Yeah, they do it in all the movies. They. They like take like a plastic, it's a huge Ziploc bag.
Right.
Which is, you know, like the embryonic right. sac.
Sure.
And they put a bunch of jizz and stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. The placenta.
Yeah. The placenta. Yeah. It's my next.
next.
My like, messaging. Yeah. It's my messaging system. And then they just, I mean, you could grow this anyway.
I mean, this is the idea of a test tube baby, right?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Have you seen Altered Carbon or Blade Runner did it well too?
Yeah. So we're naming sci-fi like popular sci-fi movies to justify a real thing just to keep everybody aware.
Porn and sci-fi basically predicts the future.
That's true. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
You guys, come on, give us a time, dude.
Porn and sci-fi predict the future.
Oh my god.
I think you're combining two things, which is sci-fi predicts the future design-wise, and porn leads for technology.
Nope.
I don't think either of them predict the future.
Now, have you ever watched sci-fi porn? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all the time. Sure. What other kind is there?
That's true. That's I have a VR headset. I have a Oculus Rift. And
did you buy it or was it given to you? I just want to step back.
I bought it actually. An Oculus Go, not an Oculus Rift.
Okay.
Damn.
Because that was the first one where you don't have to hook it up to a PC and, you know, it's like a whole, it's a lot like easier.
Can I create a scene here? Like you're on the spaceship, we were walking right. down the hall and totally. Like on the one hand, there's a doorway and it says like, scientific lab stuff. And the other hand, the other door, there's like music coming from it.
Okay.
And you hear like, sounds like fun. And like someone cool. pops their head out. It's like Rick Moranis from Ghostbusters. She's like,
yeah.
it's going down in here. You're like, well, I got a science experiment. I'm going to go to this other room. And you skip the orgy science room. Is that what happens?
Did you skip the orgy?
Yeah, okay, because you're a doctor on the ship.
Okay.
You need to get to work.
So Rick Moranis is in the orgy science room?
He's in charge. He's like the key master, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
Is that the kind of stuff you can do in there?
Kind of. Well, kind of. But the reason I brought it
so
up is...
So cool.
So have you never played with an Oculus before?
No.
Oh, fuck. I'll bring it over next time.
Dude, it's
crazy.
I have.
Yeah.
I've played this like bomb defusal game.
What?
They got those.
It's so cool, you guys. If you get a group of people together, bomb diffuser game, one person puts on the Oculus headset and they're transported to like a room in a building with a like table
and
a
Rick Moranis is there.
And they can like pick up the bomb and look at it and tell you what it looks like. And then everyone else in the room doesn't see what they see, but they got these packets of bomb defusal techniques. Dust. So it's like dust. So you have to like really quick, and the timer's going down the whole time. So you have to really quick, like, flip through it and say, oh my God, if there's a green wire and a red wire, cut the green. If there's a green wire and a blue wire, cut the blue. Like,
whoa.
So, you gotta,
damn.
So if you, if they got, you fuck up and you give the bad, like, give bad advice, you're dead. You guys.
Is there a pilot one? Like a,
there's like gotta be.
Yeah.
So, oh my God.
So here are the things that I've noticed about the Oculus Go. So first of all, there was a porn story that I was going to say. So on Oculus, so there's tons of like Oculus porn, of course, or porn for VR, just because that's what else. It's kind of to your point. It's like technology okay, pushes
you can,
that shit.
You can say I'm right.
You're right. You're right.
Now what you're going to say is sci-fi porn.
Yes. But
that is the actually perfect blend of sci-fi.
It is,
porn.
Yeah. And I think there's a world. Yes. There is a world. I've never seen any of them, but I know that this exists where they're like VR not VR graphic porn, so not like real people
CGI.
Yeah, style. It's like a huge world that is very interesting when you talk about.
Are you nervous that you're gonna love it?
That's. I mean, maybe
I guess that's the fear.
I don't know if I'm nervous. I'm gonna love it, but I'm like. As of right now, I'm not curious enough to try to love it.
Because next dinner party, maybe I'll try. Like, maybe so, I'll what are you up to? You're like,
don't say it. I got CGI Oculus Go port, and I love it on spaceships. I'll leave.
But the other thing is there is a huge horror scene, right? Like there's like tons of games and apps that are designed for like horror. Like horror buffs,
that's
right?
Awesome.
Scary.
And they are
serial killers, dog.
Fucking scary, actually.
Oh my God. I played one years ago.
It's very alarming. Like, because you, like, it's very, most things, like, all like the roller coaster ones, there's a ton of roller coaster ones too. And it's really like, you get dizzy and you don't, it doesn't really make you be like, I'm clearly on a roller coaster because you don't feel it, right? Yeah. But the horror ones, it's so much about just like your sympathetic nervous system kicking in.
Damn.
And in the sound design is typically very, very good on these things. So,
shit.
So it's very, so the horror ones in particular are the kind of the ones that really make you feel like you're actually immersed in this world.
Oh, that's awesome.
It just like triggers a few different parts of your psychology. There's another really cool one for anybody who does have an Oculus and is using this segment of our show to take recommendations. So the NBA on TNT now has an app that is kind of interesting.
I boycott the NBA.
What? China?
China.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
I knew you were that. I knew you were that guy. but it's not great, but it's a cool idea, and it's getting better. And then there's a really cool game, or not a game, but it's a it's called Art Plunge. And Art Plunge is the thing I usually, when somebody goes, I've never done VR before, I go, ooh, all right, I'm gonna throw you into the deep end right now.
Shoot.
And all it is very simple. It's a art gallery of the world's most important paintings, essentially. So like the Mona Lisa, the Sistine Chapel, like things like that.
Yeah.
And you click on the painting, and then you just get telewarped into the painting, and it's just like very subtle movement. Wow. It's not like crazy shit, but you're literally just like in the painting. And so
it's not like you're in the museum and suddenly you can look at Mona Lisa. You're in the Mona Lisa.
Well, you can look at the Mona Lisa, but you click on the Mona Lisa and then you are in the Mona Lisa.
What?
And it's fucking insane.
Can you look
really
down
cool.
at your hands and stuff?
Well, maybe. So the Oculus Go is you have one wand.
Yeah.
So that it's more about like watching movies and interactive video.
Yeah.
They have another one called they have the Oculus Rift, which is the highest end one. That's like you have to connect it to some gaming PC and it's like.
God.
A lot better graphics, a lot more intense. I've used it once, but it's annoying because you were literally connected to a PC the whole time. It's not wireless, which is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
With the Oculus Go, you can just like sit on your couch, go to your bedroom, fucking whatever, right? Take it on a trip.
Go to Starbucks.
Go to Starbucks. Yeah. And then
drive on the freeway.
Drive on the freeway. And then there's a middle.
There are people like in public on those things that you see pictures of.
It's very nerdy.
It's very it's very nerdy, but it's like so awesome. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be
it
nice.
It always gives me a chuckle. I'm like, yeah, we're there. Teacher has arrived.
There's another one called the Oculus Santa Fe, I think, or something.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
And
it's all taupe.
Yeah, it's all taupe. It's right in between the two. Actually, what the fuck is it?
Santa Cruz?
Is that what it's called?
Oculus Santa Cruz. Yeah.
So it's like right in between the two. It has two wands. So you have like a, you know, it'll know where your hands are. And that's like you look at your hands and shit like that. Just a slightly better graphics, but also unconnected. So I've been thinking about getting one, but I also am like, I don't need that.
Cool.
It's also one of those worlds of technology where it's probably moving pretty quick.
Yeah.
And it's maybe better to borrow or rent or something than own.
Well, I don't. It's tough because people don't really know what to do with it yet. Right now, it's all recreation. And like, it, you know, with Netflix, it's like there's a reason why that technology developed the way it did. Right. With Oculus, it's a little bit like, it's not everybody can get into VR. And if you're into it, you kind of got to be like there are really cool things about VR. And I'm glad I have a headset. And I actually use it more than I think I give credit for. But it's like, I don't use it for any real substantive way. I don't need it. You know what I mean? And like, I feel like even like PlayStation, it's like there's so many culturally important things that happen on the gaming platform that you're like, oh, I need to, like Red Dead Redemption comes out and you're just like, I kind of really need to know what's going on. This is a big deal, right? With Oculus, like nothing's come out that you're just like, oh man, I really got to know what that's all about.
Right? Can you, I'm sure this exists, but like you can go to, you're having a tough day at work. Mm-hmm. The boss is really grinding your gears.
Right.
Right, Doug Boobs? You get home, you just want to unplug.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go to like the woods and meditate and stuff like that? And, like,
absolutely. There's tons of those.
Almost
apps.
For like a chill out 10-minute sesh. That sounds kind of nice.
Yeah,
dude,
that's something you could do daily.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of things like that. There's a lot of like if you really want to, I mean, the thing, yeah, I mean, I've noticed.
Can I just like ride on a bus with strangers? That's like, that's how I chill out.
Yeah, you can do that. Go to you the public library and watch a homeless man masturbate.
I'd set this up so that I could live in the Sims houses that they build.
They might have that. I don't know.
Right? Like it's gonna. If they don't, they will.
And
like,
there's a whole thing too with Steam.
Yeah.
Where I don't know. You can't do it on Oculus Go for some reason, which is maybe another reason I should maybe think about getting the Santa Fe. But if you have like a gaming lap or a gaming computer that the Oculus Rift uses, then you can also download kind of indie developer games on Steam, and that's kind of where you start getting into the really fascinating world of.
Is that the next 4chan, like unregulated
video
world
games
of like Oculus? Like,
I don't think so. I don't think it's not really that kind of. You're not. I mean, there's some worlds where you do, but like I've never communicated with a single person on Oculus. It's like not what I want. Yeah. I just want weird experiences. I do not want to talk to anybody.
I would love for you to fall in love on there and have it like destroy your life. Like you're like
Tinder, for Oculus.
Every minute I'm in the real world, I'm thinking about the other world, and you're just like always like stressing, and you just want to know what
I mean.
Janae is up to.
I wonder.
Turns out Janae
what's
is,
Janae doing?
Yeah. I don't think we're. I mean, maybe, I don't know. It's interesting because I think that
it's 10 years.
Well, the Oculus Go is basically just a phone that's 3 inches from your face.
So
it's a little less like, it doesn't feel like that. You're like, your eyes don't really hurt necessarily. And I've actually, in the past, when I'm like at night, I'm just like, Christina's watching a movie or watching TV and I'm like, I'm just gonna put on the Oculus and like play, like go fishing or something.
That sounds so fun.
Which is awesome. Fishing on Oculus is fun as hell.
See,
it sounds
it
relaxing.
Would be fun to
really
do
relaxing.
That online and like meet your friends.
But I fall asleep when I do it, which is weird because you think the bright light would not do that. And it makes me fall asleep.
So. I have a couple cultural implication questions for you. One is like when I wear my ear pods around the house, like my wife is like, are you even listening? And I'm like, what?
Right.
No,
I'm not. No.
I'm like in deep on a serial killer pod. It's like very captivating. She's like, did you need something? So she gets like mad at me. Take those off. But I feel like there's like, you could make the same argument with like an Oculus. It's like you get home and you just like put that on.
Right.
And your girlfriend's like, is this our life now? Like you just go to, where were you just now? Like
what usually happens.
And then this, she just
this actually
a tennis
happens.
Ball at your nards or something?
Is I'll be like on the Oculus, and then like the next day, I'll like get like she'll have sent photos of me in the Oculus to all of her friends.
So she's shaming you.
She shames me. Yeah,
oh, that's cool. That's good.
Yeah, it's very annoying. Because it's also one of those things where like you are like you have to be in a safe space when you're on the Oculus because like you're suddenly like all of your real life senses are fucked, right? There are actually, I haven't quite figured out how they do this, but there's
people getting hurt stories, like walking off the ledge or something.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta not be an idiot and do that kind of shit, but like the way they do the sound is actually really interesting, because all it is just like a headset that's, you know, you kind of have blinders on.
Yeah.
And then you can't see anything. It's like, you know, all you see is the immersive world in the headset. But the way the sound works is somehow they've positioned it to where it's really, it's like very clear. Like you feel like it's just, that is sound. And then, you know, you click or something and you're like, oh my God, there's something else. Holy shit.
Yeah, and there's stuff behind you.
Yeah, which is really wild. I haven't quite figured out how they managed to do the sound the way they do, but it's a fascinating technology. I'll try to remember to bring it next time. It's one of those things where nobody needs it.
Yeah.
But it's, especially given what we do and what we talk about on this podcast, et cetera, it's like, it's kind of a cool thing to know about, because you kind of see where things are going and like the potential technological implications of the world, right?
My next cultural implication question was, as it gets better, I think the answer maybe seems obvious, but it's, you know, will people live in smaller spaces and just use that to escape and go places like nature versus actually your home be a
pretty
place?
It's fucking dystopian. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that it becomes like an Asian thing.
Yeah, picture everybody in their little apartments, tiny spaces in the middle of a city, and they're all just sitting in the woods. Yeah. Like,
going kayaking, Jim.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Wow. I mean,
but wait, you live in an apartment.
Right.
That's right.
Pretty soon, we can literally just stay completely still at all times, plugged into our Oculus Rift, go to work on it.
That's the Matrix, what you're talking about.
Oh,
right?
Well, man.
I like to get.
Thought that was a cool idea.
I like to go kayaking with friends.
I have a totally original pitch for you.
Get this.
You'll see when you experience it. It's like, there's not, you never feel like that's the reality that you're living in.
Right.
Like, you're like, wow, this is cool. Right.
Yeah.
But like, you can still like, the technology is at a point, and I have like the first version of the Oculus Go, maybe it's gotten better, but like, you can see the seams on the screen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look like amazing. You're in the world. Right.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain things that look better. But like, anytime they try to make something look exactly like reality, you can just like see the screen and it takes you out of it. So there's a little bit of a what do you call that? What's the gap of technology?
Uncanny Valley.
It's a little bit Uncanny Valley right now. Anyway, moving on. I don't think that had anything to do with the front page, but important nonetheless, because this show is sponsored by Facebook. And the Oculus. So here's another thing that I thought was quite nice. So this made quite the rounds, and I think it's actually pretty, this is like the rare case where a YouTube prank show is actually kind of cool. Like, the very, very rare case.
Yeah.
Did you guys see this? This show is made by a small YouTuber where he asks random people on the subway to finish song lyrics. He encounters this woman one blessed day. So this is the video. Let's see.
Finish the lyrics.
Can you Bluetooth plug this in?
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
Or do you need more?
Wow.
I don't think this is coming through my...
Keep going. So hardcore. Wow, you're really good. Keep going.
I'm off the deep end.
Yeah, it's not
coming through. That's her voice?
Dude, it's insane. Wow. She's literally like the most beautiful voice I've ever heard.
Holy shit.
She's good.
I think it's, what is it, Adele, maybe?
It's Lady Gaga.
Oh, right.
And it's from the movie...
Frozen 3?
Bradley Cooper is Lady Gaga.
The movie Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Starring Lady Gaga.
A Star is Born, that's the one.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper, the movie. I would watch.
She has an insane voice. It's one of those, you know, every once in a while you'll get someone and you're just like, wow, they're a better singer than you thought. And you hear that and you're just like, wow, she's a literal professional singer.
Yeah.
Like, that is an absolute beautiful voice.
Right. Like, sometimes when I sing karaoke, I'll maybe hit a note.
Yeah.
This one, like, a good note. And people will be like, oh, she hit that note. And then it's right back down the drain. This woman just kept going.
So I'm actually so bad at music that when I see someone that's even a D+, I'm like,
you're astonished.
I'm
astonished,
blown away. Yeah. So when I see like a
so unique
minus,
talent, yeah. So unique talent.
I cannot relate. Always impressed by it.
This reminds me, and I'm curious as to see where this goes, because this is anytime something is 136,000 likes on YouTube or on Reddit,
wow,
or upvotes rather, it usually generates real mass media appeal because people just fucking use Reddit as their news source and pretend it's real news or pretend it's their news. But I wonder if this reminds me of, remember that guy Fareed who the baseball guy who went and saw a fucking Mets game or whatever and was just like, let's go throw baseball over that fucking thing, and then like threw a 93 mile an hour fastball and then immediately got picked up by the pros.
This woman's gonna be on the Today Show. She's also like attractive. It almost
well, she's very she charming. Like she's got that.
She
has
that
like a
southern haircut, which is nice.
Well, she's British, so. but
southern, not like South End, Southampton.
Yes.
London.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Yes, I mean, but she has a very like endearing look to her. Like she looks very charming.
She
does
look charming.
If she was offering Cinnabon, I would buy it.
And she's just fucking drinking a coffee, going to work.
Yeah.
Just
she reminds me, she seems very like Mary Tyler Moore era.
Yeah, totally.
Does. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool.
Very, very nice. So
very cool.
Side note too. We all work in like some form of entertainment, right. I guess, and people ask me a lot, like, how do you get into it? I'm like, I don't know, man. I think this is the best way now. It's like accidentally be discovered on Reddit.
Yeah,
because
man.
You're honestly really, really good at something. Like that's she's going to the top this week.
Yeah. I mean, or just being insanely persistent. Like that's the thing I've noticed too.
Yeah.
That's the actual way.
Yeah, of course.
But this is the shortcut way.
Yeah, of
but
course.
You also have to be insanely good.
Yeah, you have to be good. You can't if somebody would have been like, sing the rest of the song, they would have been like, Well, I fucking hate YouTube pranks. I mean, that's how I led this off. Is like I think YouTube prank shows are like some of the most fucking like
it's probably the
predatory.
Worst.
It's predatory social media. You know?
Try the worst content on the internet.
It is worst content on the internet. So this one, I look at it and I'm kind of like, it could have gone terrible.
Yeah,
but it has generated some beautiful wholesome content. So good for that guy for not being a dickhead too.
Love it.
Here's another one that I thought I have not read this, but I remember seeing it on the front page. And I'm very surprised that it has stayed at the front page. So this might be a juicy thing from Life Pro Tips. Four down. So Life Pro
Are
Tips.
Are you giving a juicy prediction?
I don't know. I don't know why this would have had the staying power it did. So it must have been either it's a big news thing or it's like a profound piece of advice.
Talking about the gang finds a weird door in their house, right? I hope that they're talking about.
It's okay. Life pro tips: keep your mouth shut and don't volunteer information. So I had a phone interview scheduled this morning, but accidentally slept through it. When I got up and saw that I had missed it, I had the desperate urge to call and offer up excuses in the hope that maybe, just maybe, they'd be understanding and give me another chance. Instead, all I did was apologize and ask if I could reschedule. That's it. One sentence. No additional information. No explanation or excuse as to why I missed the interview. They replied within 20 minutes, apologizing to me, saying it was probably their fault, that they'd been having trouble with their computer system for days, and of course I could reschedule. Was I available that afternoon? Don't ever volunteer information, kids. You never know what information the other party has, and you can always give information if asked for it later.
God, that is really awesome.
Oh, man, you just have described a lot of my life in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Just explaining way too much, right. Like talking because something stupid.
Yeah, I feel like I do that as well.
It's just so good to just shut up.
This guy piggybacks off this advice to say, also, don't make yourself late twice in a row. If you're going to be 15 minutes late, don't say that you'll be there in 10 minutes to make them feel better. Say you'll be there in 20 minutes to give you some breathing room to find parking.
That's a good
bathroom.
That is a good note because
really
I feel like everybody
I do
lies twice.
All the time. Right. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm running behind. And then you finally get going and you're like, I'm 10 minutes away. And it's
I'm 15 minutes.
You're not. You know you're 30 minutes away.
I mean, this is the other interesting thing about the culture of lying these days. I mean, lying is a cardinal sin. It's like a 10 commandment, right? It's been a long-standing idea that you're not supposed to lie.
This is an interesting point. I'm just having thoughts.
But it's interesting now we are at a time where lying at the highest level is so commonplace and is so excusable and is so indefensible that we have crumbled a foundational part of our society.
It's a tactic to get ahead. Or
it is a tactic to get ahead.
So what I was thinking was the other commandments,
right,
are either susceptible or we should just start doing them, because that's probably a good way to get ahead too.
Murder and
I'm
adultery.
Talking about murder, adultery. Yeah. There's probably one that's like, don't steal your neighbor's pig or something, right. Like, yeah. Very old fashioned. You're like, what's that doing on there? Don't flog your neighbor's sheep, sack. You're like, that's like slipped in like number six.
Oh man. What else is on the front page? Do you guys got anything you want to pull up? I saw a couple others maybe I can pull up that weren't necessarily top, but I did find compelling.
Well, this, I said you guys, the gang finds a weird door. It's not that deep, but
yeah, let's hear this.
Every place I used to live in San Francisco had these doors, and so I knew what this was going to be, and I felt like for the one time in my life, I was like, have you guys looked at this?
Let me look at it right now.
So the post is called "The Gang Finds a Weird."
Oh, I remember
in their
this.
House.
Yes, yes.
And there's
yes.
a couple things going on here. It's like,
yeah, this is a really funny.
It's like it's really funny. These guys are sort of like chipping away this old door that's been painted over like 1,000 times,
right?
And they finally open it.
It's like clearly there's a fucking extreme amount of dead bodies or treasure. Only one of the two.
And they're super pumped. You know, they probably don't have cable TV, and they're like, "This is right. how this is in a nutshell what." At least I used to do with my guy friends, like when right. we were broke, poor, and in our 20s, you'd like find right. things to get excited about. And so they finally open up the door and they pop it open, and it's an old ironing board that's built into the wall, which all these old houses used to have this, at least in San Francisco. And they're pretty handy, actually, I think. But the thing comes out, and it's funny, the camera turns and there's like 7 dudes just like cheering, really
yeah.
excited.
Yeah,
they
of course.
It.
Yeah, I love
big
that
Big day, big day.
It's fucking hilarious. So another one,
that's some good Reddit content right there.
So I thought that, I saw this, we gotta cover teenagers, man. I don't know how to do it because right. we sound so fucking old if we talk about it, but
we
have to find a teenager to bring on this pod to talk about the yes. subreddit teenagers.
I was, I had a teenager encounter last week and I thought about it and I was like, I can't wait to tell you guys. Actually,
right.
This guy was doing some work that was doing a little deck project, and he brought his like teenage son, or
right.
it wasn't quite clear if it was his son
okay.
or just some kid
right.
that he wanted to like give a gig to. Okay. So the kid shows up. It was Sunday morning. They were doing work.
Right.
Sunday morning, not a good time to be a teenager.
No, absolutely not.
Kid's got his like hoodie on, his like basketball Damn. Shorts. He gets out of the car with like ear paws, and I'm like, you know, I'm up, like, yeah. I've had like 2 cups of coffee. I'm like, hey man, what's up? And the kid, I'm like, oh, a kid. Like, this is like, kids are nice. Like, teenagers are nice. They got like this, they got the future ahead of them.
Yeah, of course.
And so I was like, hey, man, like, what's going on? Good morning. And he just was like, he like wouldn't talk.
Damn.
Yeah.
And he was like,
that sounds
so
like a teenager. Yeah.
Asleep. But it was like 8:45. Like, it wasn't 6:45.
Yeah, right.
And he had like some terrible facial pube stash and like
yeah, of
some
course.
Zits. And he was like,
I love it, man.
And the guy that brought him was kind of laughing, like, he's not excited to be here. And I was like, ah, yeah.
I
teenagers,
remember that.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
They really hate doing stuff early.
God,
and
yeah.
so the whole day he kind of just like milled about on his phone.
Amazing.
He was like a terrible worker. Just
Amazing.
Like pushed a broom a little.
God.
Never wanted to be there. And I was like, man, teenager. And I kept trying to talk
yeah.
to him. And he just kept shutting me down.
Yeah.
Just
not
over and over again.
Old man.
Zero.
I mean, we should bring him on so he can just be like, I don't know. I don't know.
That would be
That's
the ultimate teenager.
It'd be fucking
guest.
Tight.
We'd have to prepare very complex questions.
Right.
Just yeah. to have him go,
oh. I love that. I mean, don't you remember, though, being a teenager and being shitty at work? Like, I actually have that distinct memory where for some reason, I always think of brooms and rakes. Those were the things that, like, my dad made me do constantly. As my brother and I had this, like, chore that my dad made us do that we fucking hated, where he would just be like, all right, go into the yard and pick up sticks. So we had to go into our yard. We had like a 1 acre yard. It wasn't like a huge one, but it was like enough to where it was really annoying.
That's big.
Yeah, it was in you know, Appalachia, so it's like a pretty standard yard for that kind of area. But he just was like, all right, boys, go out, pick up sticks. And Sam, my little brother, and I would just go out and just have to like literally go pick up sticks and then would rake them or whatever. And I remember my dad, I would like be raking stuff. He'd be like, that's not how you rake. I'd be like, what are you talking about? And he would do it. And then I would do it. He'd be like, no, do it like this. And I'd be like, that's what are you talking about? And same thing with brooms. And then now I'm like, I must have been a fucking idiot because there's such an obvious way to do that stuff. But there's something about being a teenager where you're just like, dude, it's fine. whatever. It
was
fine.
It was probably your body language which was wrong. Like,
probably.
You were probably like one arm raking.
Exactly.
And just like looking the other way and then being all floppy body, like,
totally.
I won't be here.
And it's such a fucking teenager thing. It's so strange. But anyway, the reason I brought this up originally is because there was a post from 4 hours ago. So, and I saw it and I was just like, this is such a fucking teenager thing. But it also brought upon some epiphanies. So it was man only post. If you are a female, don't even look at this. Understand? All girls go away. And then the
boys only.
The post itself just said, love you, bros. And
wow.
And then
heartwarming.
It was heartwarming. And then like the comments below are like, love you too, bro. And just like all that kind of stuff. Which is really interesting because I remember being a teenager and having a complete inability to say I love you to any of my friends, right?
Yeah.
Just because it just felt somewhat emasculating or like emotionally it was just kind of awkward.
Society really failed you guys.
That's true. That's as is evidenced by this. But it's interesting seeing this because I feel like the current, and again, Reddit is also a very unique place where it kind of allows people that are maybe a little bit less accepted, whatever, to thrive in isolated social communities. Teenagers, I think, is a great example of that, where it's kind of like it's essentially high school on Reddit, right?
Yeah.
But it is really nice, and we actually, like, in one of my bands, we play a lot with young bands and like young scenes, and they're not usually in high school, but we've had a couple, like, we'll play shows where it's like very clear that they have a pretty big underage base.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be like a smattering of probably 16, 17 year olds and then a bunch of like 19, 20 year olds, right? But those are the cool kids. But it seems to me like this generation is just generally better at being like emotionally adept, I guess.
Yeah.
Or emotionally, I don't know how you'd say it. Like, you know, kind of emotionally mature, you know?
I think on average, yeah, except this kid was still like a pure.
Well, but this is the beauty is like they're still teenagers, which are going like, hey, it kind of looks like a dick. Oh, I love you guys. You know what I mean? Where it's like, back in the day, it was just like, this looks like a fucking dick. That guy's a queer. Yeah. You know what I mean? And now it's just kind of like, that looks like a dick. You guys are the best. You know? It's like a different language. And I think part of it may have to do with, you know, the self-awareness about things like I feel like when, I mean, this is absolute speculation, who fucking knows, but like, Parkland was such a huge moment. And the Greta Thunberg thing is such an interesting moment for like teenagers being platformed as global leaders of conversation that I feel like it may have had an effect on the kind of consensus of teenagers worldwide in terms of like what they realistically are, can be, can think, can feel like their voice is genuinely being heard because we're watching people like Greta Thunberg and the Parkland kids have their voice legitimately heard, you know?
Yeah.
And then the people that put their voice down are like, look like bullies, which are universally despised in the high school setting anyway, you know?
Right.
The reason why they're putting them down probably is because they were good at, they spoke well enough to where they posed a threat. If they,
of course.
If they spoke like I would have spoke,
right.
No politician would have talked shit
because oh, of course,
like, he's an idiot.
That'll
take care of himself.
I mean, I find it so some of those fucking kids insane the like way attorneys. People talk about Greta Thunberg in the news, and
like
shit.
Joe Rogan.
Well, Joe Rogan's a different case.
He rips on her. It's so funny.
Does he really? He rips on her all the time.
Just in the sense that I think his take is like she's only a kid.
Yeah, of course.
Like she's being put on this platform, but she really doesn't have a lot of experience and. I'm like, let's all take a second here. She's not
for
the
sure.
savior.
Well, there,
it's
that's
like, it's a good sentiment.
I feel like that's what's kind of sad, too, is because she acknowledges that. She's like, I'm totally. Saying, don't listen to me, listen to the scientists.
Right. Yeah, but there's the Joe Rogan take. There's stuff like that, which is like kind of the responsible thing, which is like, love that she exists, great, like, don't take her too seriously. But the reason he's saying that is because there are other commentators who just actively put her down as if she is a fucking Elizabeth Warren. Right,
yeah.
and it's so pathetic.
Way to go, Elizabeth Warren. This
I know,
week,
okay? I know. She's smashed, but it's really pathetic. I mean, they did the same thing with Parkland. Remember all the insane conspiracies about like these 17-year-old kids who just watched their friends get murdered, and then you have like Alex Jones supporters who show up at their house and call them fucking globalists and shit, you know? Like, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. So, I don't know. I think that there's a little bit of, like, a... Reddit's an interesting place for the teenagers conversation, because I just thought that it was really interesting to see this really nice sentiment expressed on this, like, guys only sub, or guys only post on teenagers that just kind of generated, I don't know, it just made me feel like this is not something that we would have seen from our generation with the same level of, like, affection, I guess.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, for sure.
Could be wrong, but that's kind of my take. But the only way we're going to know is if we actually talk to a real teenager.
In general, it seems more okay to be sensitive these days
exactly.
than in past. And probably ever, right?
Yeah, and there's, like, gender fluidity, and there's things like that that just make you go, cool, this group is progressing in an interesting way that I think we just didn't have the capacity for, you know?
It's like a softening of it seems like a softening of as generations face less adversity.
I don't know if it's a less adversity. I think it's a different kind of adversity. And I also think that it's a lot less of I think it's just a...
I don't think people have, like, as generations progress, they've had it easier, is what I'm saying.
Right.
And I think with that comes more time to be sensitive.
Yeah.
And I think some of that sensitivity, you can see it in teenagers.
For sure.
Than, like, in the 50s, kids...
Right.
I don't know. It just seemed like a tougher time. You're getting beaten a lot.
Yeah. It's more of a consideration of, like...
Dads didn't say, I love
yeah,
you.
Ephemeral like, intellectual house, struggle. Yeah.
Yeah, things have changed, and you see it in kids' sensitivity level.
Yeah, and it's primarily a Western thing, too. I mean, I could be wrong, but, like, you're not really seeing...
You mean, these, like, cowboys?
Yeah, like, exactly. You see this primarily in the cowboys, specifically.
Hi, y'all. I love you.
But you're obviously not seeing this as much in
it's my Australian in, like, cowboy.
The Middle East, Asia, you know. I could be wrong, but it seems this is one of those... You know, we talked about American Factory last week, or a couple weeks ago.
It is a reason why the Americans will get their ass kicked by those Chinese factory workers. Those guys never said, I love you.
Totally.
And they just worked.
They're
like, what? What's the point of I love you?
Yeah, they're mechanical animals, but as they become...
So depressing.
As they become more of a...
More Western.
More, not even more Western, but, like, when they start... becoming self-enlightened, I think a lot of these trends happen. Like, America and Western kids would never have experienced this in the 50s because we were still in the midst of, like, we got to get after it, work, live, whatever. Now we're at this point where a lot of the institutional ideas that have made this country what it is for so long are crumbling, and the boomer mentality is destroying so much shit that I feel like teenagers... are openly rejecting everything, even down to stuff like gender. So, which I'm not saying one is better than the other, obviously, but it's just like they're questioning everything.
We know,
so that they can restart.
Boys.
Yes, exactly. I'm pro 69 boys exclusively. But, you know, like, the gender was an interesting one because I think that there are, I mean, you know, trans rights and all that stuff is very important. There's a reality to that, but I also think that this group is, like, open to more open to accepting gender fluidity and things like that than I think previous generations, because they're so obviously rejecting so many of the American and Western institutional concepts that are destroying the country, destroying the world, destroying democracy, all that kind of shit. Like, I saw today or yesterday, and this is impertinent to you guys because you guys aren't musicians, obviously, but, like...
Well, we dabble.
Well, I am a singer, but... Yeah.
Well, I do listen to music once in a while.
Maybe, I know a song.
Yeah, drumming on the table is music to you.
But the UK, because of Brexit, now musicians have to get a visa to go to Britain to do music, and in order to do that, so the visa itself costs £341 or something like that.
Some
pretty sizable number. It's like Russia, essentially.
Whoa.
And then you also have to prove that you have at least £1,000 in your bank account or in your savings account to get the visa to play there, right?
Looks like we're going back to old tiddlywink music in the old merry old England.
Yeah.
So
all that pub singing.
So club singers.
Are you saying they're going to cut off all this foreign, good foreign music and all the, pretty like, much. The new punk rockers yeah. are going
to
be?
And I'm not, this isn't just like America. This is like, if you're from Germany, you have to do that too.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're from fucking yeah. France, which is right across the channel. Like, you know.
Where all the good DJs wow. right. come from.
So it's really, so the reason I bring that up is it's again this like antiquated logic destroying subculture, pop culture at its basic roots. And so the people that are making that kind of stuff, teens, Gen Z, millennial, whatever, there's such a rejection of those ideas
mm-hmm.
that I think that even down to something like, I love you, bro, feels like it's an overt rejection of previous ideas set by boomers.
Totally. Right?
Very interesting. Okay, so speaking of boomers, let's talk about jokes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about jokes.
Yeah. So the reason we're talking about this... is because, as we had mentioned, the founder of Joke, so this was one of the top of this past week, too. This is actually 8 down, currently 121,000 upvotes, which is pretty significant. So the founder of Our Jokes passed away, RIP Larry Tesler, who, and this is what you teased on earlier, the user interface or interactive designer that created Cut, Copy, and Paste as well. So not only did he create one of the biggest subreddits on the internet, or on Reddit specifically, but he created the concept of cut, copy, and paste.
Thank God for him.
Which is fucking wild.
Man. I read a bunch of articles about the guy, just the straight up Google search. Everything talks about cut, copy, paste. That's obviously crazy. Like
yeah,
the thing the New York Times wants to talk about. Nobody's talking about Reddit and how the contributions are. So the link to me isn't the fact that it's kind of like a left out.
Right.
But the Reddit community is so stoked about it.
Yeah. It's really interesting. It's really, really interesting. So because of that, we wanted to briefly talk about Our Jokes. This is not really, there's not a lot to this. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, this is, I will say the thing that is interesting is it, you know, it is in a platform where the concept of comedy is so loose and interesting. You know, I think that so much of Reddit is obviously hilarious, but it's not traditional jokes.
Yeah.
You know, it's other ways that humor comes through, you know, even down to like Helicopter Addict is a great example.
Totally.
Not a joke, but that is Reddit humor, things that are a little bit off. So in a lot of ways, Our Jokes actually feels like it is like old-timey. It's an old-timey attempt at humor. Which is odd, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a strange thing because a joke is what you do to create a laugh, right? Or I guess at this point is a little bit of like a turn of phrase too. That could be really fun and interesting, but...
My son asked, Dad, what are condoms for?
Oh.
Usually to avoid answering questions like this, I replied.
Oh!
Hell of a joke.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a funny visual. Dad, that is funny. What are condoms for? That yeah. just ooh. Hands one over.
Right.
Hell of a joke.
So I found a website called stayhip.com, which makes it sound like it's specifically designed for fucking boomers.
For boomers.
Or is it like a medical device company that installs hips? Like, keep your hip where it needs to stay.
Stay hip.
That would be a good name.
That's funny. But they have a write-up on Our Jokes, so they call it Reddit Dad Joke Paradise,
which is essentially exactly what it is.
And I've also, when I searched Our Jokes on Google to see if there was any kind of know your meme or any kind of an interesting insight on it, one liners also comes up. So I think it kind of falls into that camp of the Reddit world where it really is just like toilet humor, fucking read jokes, you know, tell them to your stepson at the next fucking at Christmas as he tries to like avoid talking to you because he hates you, you know, like that's kind of what these are for. So yeah, the self-proclaimed funniest sub on Reddit, Our Jokes, is a place for good old-fashioned jokes such as, my girlfriend is like the square root of negative 100, a solid 10 but also imaginary.
God damn it.
Friday,
better like take get notes your, on these. Right.
Get your button ready with dog boobs as well.
Oh, I know.
Will Smith.
Right? Woo! Ha
ha! Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Call me a racist if you want, but south of the border is a sea of violence, corruption, and stupidity I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. I just thank my lucky stars. I live in Canada.
Oh, political.
Damn.
Nice. Political.
I got another political one here. Do you know why the Republicans won't impeach Trump? Because they believe in carrying a baby to full term.
These are fucking dad Zingo. Jokes.
So good.
Zingo. Why was the anti-vaxxer's four-year-old child crying? Midlife crisis.
Oh, shit.
That's a pretty good one, actually. I do like that one.
That's terrifying.
That is very terrifying.
There's one that's like, oh, shit, I just lost it. It was like, oh, here it is. What did the Reddit user say after detonating a bomb inside a bank? Edit. Wow, this blew up. Thanks for the gold.
Reddit joke. I like that one, actually.
Fun.
I mean, there are some really fucking good ones in here.
What's the top of all time for this one?
I don't know. Here's another really good one. I think that we're probably just because I don't think there's a lot to be gleaned from this stuff other than just jokes. I think that we should just read jokes the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we need to, like, do too much of a deep dive.
No.
This is just, like, big, like, RIP, the founder of this subreddit.
Yes.
And copy-paste. So, as an Aussie, Americans are always asking me where in Australia there isn't something trying to kill you. School is my answer. Because Americans...
Because the guns.
That's where American kids go to die. Calm down about the net neutrality thing. Paying additional money to access certain sites will give you a sense of pride and accomplishment.
What was that? That's the
top of all time.
Do that one more time.
Calm down about the net neutrality thing. Paying additional money to access certain sites will give you a sense of pride and accomplishment.
Oh, burn.
It's like the excuse that everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you know what it's based on?
That was a quote from
EA.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was also, that's funny. I fucking love Reddit. I mean, this is what I love about this. So that was what, you see this a lot on the top posts for most of these, a lot of the big subreddits particularly, is because when the net neutrality was going on, everybody on Reddit united all at one time for the net neutrality debate. So they all made a post and people were all kind of upvoting it. So that one was the jokes version of it.
I love it.
Which also combined the most downvoted post of all time from EA.
Yes.
So that was just like inside joke on inside joke for
layers,
which is kind of it's an interesting byproduct of the subreddit, I guess. I didn't even think about that because you think about it only as like popsicle stick dad jokes, but then probably there are some ripping inside jokes that is a great example where you get it and you go, oh yeah, hell yeah, that's fucking rips, dude. And inside jokes, the psychology of inside jokes is kind of fun, actually, you know?
Yeah,
because there's platforms of appreciation in jokes,
totally.
Right? Where there's like the standard level, like joke, everybody gets, dad said it, it's a funny play on words and it's just like a joke, right?
Yeah, it can go from ha-ha to oh.
Yeah, and then there's the like, the kind of edgy, maybe a little dangerous, bad, like really good joke that's like a little dark, right? Like the school shooting one. That gives you a little bit of a serotonin boost for some reason, or at least for me it does, where I go, ooh, yeah, ooh, that was fucking spicy, that one. And then there's the inside jokes, which you kind of feel like nobody else gets it, but you do, and then it's a whole level of appreciation that fascinating. I've never really thought about it that way. That's interesting. I was going through Silicon Valley. I was finishing Silicon Valley, and I feel like this is a good example of this, where so much of it is about inside jokes in tech shit.
Oh,
yeah. And I think that's why that show, I found it so fucking funny and brilliant, is because it was just like, it felt like it was talking to me, you know?
Yeah.
And so that Reddit joke about net neutrality, it just, the fact that it feels like it's talking to you makes it a better, funnier, more interesting joke. Science of jokes. Who knows?
It has to feel relevant as well. I know. I think what you're saying, yeah?
Imagine if Americans switched from pounds to kilograms overnight. There would be mass confusion. Fucking stupid.
God damn it.
All right, what do you got over there, Freed?
Sick burn.
So, Freed, so this is actually interesting for you because not only are you a dad,
mm-hmm.
But you are also a professional comedy writer.
Jokester. Mm-hmm.
So tell us your process here and the deconstruction of sub.
Yeah, I mean, jokes... As a thing people tell, doesn't seem like our generation tells jokes.
No.
Like hanging out of the backyard barbecue. Like nobody goes, hey, did you hear the one about?
Yeah, blah. Totally.
Like that feels like an old fashioned thing.
It does.
A lot of these jokes, the ones we're reading from the Stay Hip website, are like those dad jokes that people just don't tell anymore. They feel very totally. Like old fashioned. So in general, I don't tell jokes.
No.
But you joke around a lot. But most of the stuff I joke around about seems to happen in the moment versus like some sort of rehearsed joke.
Right.
That doesn't include stand up. But I don't know. I guess like in my world, I work as a TV comedy writer, and it's more about like, you know, setting up funny scenarios with interesting characters than telling jokes.
I wonder why we went that direction as
I don't know,
humor, you know,
because you guys have all been in the situation where like you're at some sort of a function and there's like the older guy there. It's one of your friend's parents.
Right.
And he's like, Hey, you guys have, you know, everyone's like having a beer.
Right.
He's like, you guys heard the one about the nun.
Yeah, of course.
And you're like, and you give like this fake laugh. You're like, this feels so old fashioned. Yeah. And awkward.
That's so true.
Yeah, old Bill. But yeah, I don't know. It seems like we've moved away.
Yeah.
Nobody, it feels like from the '50s or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was like a
70s. 60s.
Yeah. It's almost like a handshake or something, right? It's like this kind of old means of social interaction that in today's day and age doesn't matter in the same way.
No.
But people that use it as a very specific social tool,
like an icebreaker,
it like immediately is a red flag of their own perception of how social interactions work. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like when I meet somebody and they like immediately like shake my hand with a firm handshake and they like look me in the eye and shit, I'm kind of like, I almost like judge them a little bit, you know? I'm like, man, you really...
In a
like,
good way or bad way?
Sometimes in a bad way. Where I'm just, I mean, there's a definitely set and setting, of course, but like...
Well, yeah, if a guy walks in a suit...
Right. Yeah, then obviously you kind of expect it, but like...
Business person.
There are some people, like I've done this in the past where I will have a meeting with somebody and then like it was a really good meeting, it was very casual, and then the person I'm meeting with like will shake my hand very formally when we leave, and I kind of go, oh, I get your vibe. I kind of see what you're doing. Yeah. I don't know if I can talk to you the way I would like to talk to some people, you know, versus somebody who's like, it was tight. Do a little like hug, whatever. Right. It's just a different kind of relatability, you know? And I think that a joke in a very traditional context is like is how you loosen a conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
And now we are all so aware of everything going on in the world at all times. It's like conversation's easy with anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to walk into a bar and say, so
you don't have to walk into a bar.
Yeah. You could just be like, did you catch that on the news?
I know.
This one's pretty good. A man in an interrogation room says, I'm not saying a word without my lawyer present. Cop, you are the lawyer. Lawyer. Exactly. So where's my present?
Whoa. I'm like a dyke.
My lawyer present. That's I'm not saying funny. A word without my lawyer present.
That's hilarious. I love well, that's actually a word I like play. That. I like that stupid shit.
There's like the Leslie Nielsen Naked Gun kind of like slapstick wordplay humor that you see kind of like pop up here and there, and it's just like silly for silly's sake. And we should do an episode about TV one time, specifically TV
definitely.
Comedy, because I think about this stuff a lot. But like, part of me misses stupid, silly comedy like that, because it's just like easy to watch. There's no stakes.
Totally.
Just like hang out and have a laugh after like a stressful day. You want to just sort of like unwind and not.
Right.
And some of like the traditional comedies, like Atlanta is like a comedy, but so much of it doesn't feel funny. It feels heavy. It's really good, but it's not like. You have to work to watch it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's definitely a huge range
in
what's funny.
There's also the language usage is really funny. Because you think about something like Shakespeare, like the original writing of Shakespeare, and I think that it's so difficult to understand, but so much of it's about the cadence of the words and the way that it flows and like appreciating it for the art of the writing itself.
Yeah.
Which is kind of my relationship with Arrested Development. Like every time I watch Arrested Development, there's another moment where I'm just like, how did they fucking write that?
Or Veep.
Veep is a great example.
Even Silicon Valley is like written so well. It's
there's always little moments where they just like walk right past the joke. Yeah. But if you take a second, you're like, fuck, man.
30 Rock's yeah. great. There's and so many jokes I feel like I'm like, I feel like most people missed that. I'm
yeah.
like, but I didn't. Yeah. Because I got it. But there's a lot of like these little landmines right. that are so funny. They're
gives
the
you
funniest
sense of pride and accomplishment when you caught the joke.
Yeah. It does. And there's I think this is a craft. It is a you hear Anthony Jeselnik talk about this when he talks about his process, because he's the master of these one-liners, right?
Yeah.
And it is a craft. It is a craft to be able to write a like refined rhythmic joke. And it doesn't necessarily mean a stand-up joke, because a lot of stand-up comedians just like the way they flow, like Mike Birbiglia is really good at this. Like, he doesn't tell jokes, he just like tells stories, and then
right.
it's funny the way that the it moves and the way he articulates things and whatever. You know, Louis C.K. back in his prime was a little bit more like there were kind of jokes peppered in. Somebody like Anthony Jeselnik, or like fucking who's the legendary stoner comedian that everybody loved that died, heroin overdose.
Oh, Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg is the master of jokes, right?
Yeah.
Stephen Wright, the master of jokes. They write these things that are like, there's clearly a punchline and clearly a delivery. And there's an element of like, you're less, oh, this is going to make me laugh. You're more like, I'm trying to predict where it's going to go, and I can never do it.
Yeah.
And that in itself is enjoyment. You know what I mean? Which is fun, which is really nice.
There's definitely a philosophy of like jokes versus storytelling. And I don't know. I guess I'm pro joke. I think you need a joke. You need a punchline in a lot of these things. Some of the storytelling stuff can meander. And then when you start paying attention, like, people will fill the joke moment with inflections in their voice.
For sure.
And you're like, oh, that's not a joke. You're just being very animated.
Yeah. Well,
it's like a little bit of trickery. And when you're in a stand-up club or something, like, you sort of go along with it because there's like an energy in the room.
For sure.
But if you just like listen to it in your car, you're like, that wasn't a joke. That was a guy screaming.
For sure.
And so I think having the joke is the work.
It is the work. I mean, there's different kinds that, you know, the flip side of it, like the exact polar opposite, somebody like Nathan Fielder, right?
Yeah.
Who so funny, so clever, but doesn't tell a joke.
Yeah.
Right? It's exclusively the experience of like the way that the story moves and why it goes the way it does and the situation that he gets himself in that then facilitates the comedy, which is a completely different methodology, obviously.
His whole sort of like sense of being feels like the performance of it is the joke.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it's a very Andy Kaufman-esque, and you know, we hear a lot of those references. So
there's a ton of range to what means a joke. I mean, obviously, like Reddit's full of it, you know?
Yeah. Well, there's a ton of things that mean humor.
They mean humor.
But I think that there's a very specific kind of thing that means jokes. And that's what's nice about this.
And this sub is traditional, old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Jokes.
Yeah, this is like haiku versus writing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, writing is categorical. There's so many different ways that you can write a good story. A haiku is form, right?
Yeah.
And this is form.
Let's tell a hot take here.
I'm gonna go past best of this past year. Let's see what we're getting out of this guy. Of course. I mean, this is also the brilliance of this kind of sub is this is the top of this past year is if you're surprised that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide this morning, right? So obviously very timely. Imagine how surprised he must have been.
Oh. Epstein was murdered.
He didn't kill himself.
This one I like. Set your your Wi-Fi password to 2444-666-6888888. So when somebody asks, you what the Wi-Fi password is, you can tell them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh,
it's a little wordplay. So what?
It's funny.
It's really funny.
Oh, I love it.
It's
clever. Here's a really clever little. Here's a really clever one actually. R. Kelly is really changing the rap game. He takes the art out of rap artist.
Oh, all right.
Because he'd be rapist.
Okay. Oh, shit.
It is funny.
Fucking clever, actually, that one.
Yeah, rap and rape are one letter away.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything. It's just
it means
interesting.
Absolutely nothing. Yes.
It's just interesting. And you know what else you could put in front of rap? A G.
Grape.
And you can smoke grape.
Okay. All right.
Just saying. Hey. These are just joke starters, guys.
Uh, there's love without sex, and there's sex without love. And then there's you without either. Happy Valentine's Day. That's funny. So this is fun to me because these are obviously hitting. These are using this subreddit and jokes to articulate moments in pop culture that are news or just in the conversation, which is fun.
North Koreans believe they live in the best country in the world because they're brainwashed by the government and the media.
Yeah.
When every American knows that America is the best country in the world.
Hey.
Oh, we're all brainwashed. You're all sheep.
A feminist told me about the Dwayne Johnson rule. The rule, as she explained it, was that in order to determine if a particular comment was appropriate to say to a woman, first ask yourself, would I be comfortable saying this to Dwayne Johnson? If not, don't say it. I thought this sounded like a good rule, so I told her, your chest is fucking epic.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I think we should go out on top on that one.
Yeah.
Cause I gotta go to work.
You gotta go to work.
Time to go.
All right. So, again, like we said, I think jokes, this is in memoriam to the founder of jokes. Rest in peace, my dude. Hope God gives you an infinite amount of upvotes for the existence of existence.
Right. Lawrence Tesla, rest in peace. And apparently, if your last name is close to Tesla or Tesler, you're going to be a tech wizard.
Yeah. So it's just the way it is.
Science. All right. Hit a couple randoms, close this boy out, and then we're all going to our respective jobs.
Well, I got UFOs. It's the UFO subreddit.
Wow.
And it's, did you see an unidentified flying object in your yard? Send it here and people will help, identify it.
I'm quietly getting
pretty
more,
tight, actually.
Getting way more into UFOs as I age.
Right?
Yeah. And I
feel like this is what happens. This is how it goes.
This is on par. Everything's going correctly for me.
I got Geek, which is funny that there would even be a subreddit for this because it seems like this is Reddit as a whole. And I think it's just like, this is strange. This is actually very strange. So the subreddit for Geek, there's plenty of readers, obviously. There's like 500,000. The number one rule is no porn sites. Geek is not an 18-plus community, so please label all not safe for work things accordingly.
Well, there you have it.
What a strange rule to start that off with.
Honestly.
Yeah. That must be based on some experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got over there?
.net.
Huh?
.net?
What in the world?
Seems deep, dude.
We got some strange ones for random this time. Those are very, like, hyper-specific.
I'm glad about it.
Yeah.
I don't mess with the .net. Everybody knows that.
I'm into it. All right, cool. Well, this is fun. Glad to be back. Jokes, really good. R.I.P. Resters and Peacers, if you will.
Resters and Peacers.
Okay, well, we'll be back next week with another episode about the internet on our podcast. Did you read it? A weekly podcast about the internet. But way over at the front page of the internet, my name is It's Your Dad.
And I'm Dog Boobs.
My Friday.
Peace.